All right, it is Tuesday morning. We have some special guests here in the doghouse this morning. We have, from the Stewart FFA chapter, Lainey Paxton, Madison Strikey, Morgan Wallinger, and, wait a minute, I got Madison Strikey on there twice. Who am I missing? Who did I miss?
Reagan Engel.
All right, there we go. Sorry about that. I was going off my notes, and I should have checked them a little better there. So the Stewart FFA chapter's here. Of course, it is National FFA Week. And Madison Strikey, tell us a little bit about the Stewart FFA chapter. How many members do you currently have?
There are 39 in-school members with an additional 5 out-of-school members. Additionally, Mr. Joe O'Brien is student teaching under the guidance of Mr. Larson and Mrs. Hanslick.
Awesome. So you guys really have a lot of instructors in this year.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. It's been awesome.
I bet. And, of course, National FFA Week is going on. Lainey Paxton, tell us about some of the things that you've been doing already. And, of course, we still got quite a bit of the week left.
Activities taking place throughout the week include trivia contests, hidden FFA emblems, commodity counting games, coloring contests for the elementary grades, pennies for patients, which is raising funds for the Nebraska Leukemia Society, and dress-up days. So on Monday, we have the coloring contest and pennies for patients activities beginning for the beginning of this week. Treats are provided by the Stewart FFA boosters. Monday, we have dress-up day. So Monday was supporting your favorite ag brand or trademark day by wearing something with an ag brand or a trademark. And today for Tuesday, FFA officers would be visiting KBRX Radio. FFA members are also asked to dress like an agriculture professional. The agribusiness class will be assisting with bingo at the Parkside Manor, and FFA treats will be provided today too. And on Wednesday, Teachers Appreciation and Blue and Gold Day, FFA treats will also be provided. And on Thursday, FFA Member Appreciation Breakfast, sponsored by the Stewart FFA Boosters. State FFA Officer Lucas Crable from Adams Central will be visiting the Ag Classroom throughout the day, in addition to Thursday being the FFA T-shirt Day. And FFA treats will be provided by the Stewart FFA Advisors. And then on Friday is the 212-360 conference, and Friday you get to wear a hat or cap day, and FFA treats will be provided as well.
All right, a lot of activities going on this week, and it has been very busy, obviously, and looks like more throughout the week. And Morgan Wallinger, tell us about maybe some of the upcoming activities that the Stewart FFA chapter is going to be participating in this year.
The 212-360 Conference and State Proficiency Review will be held in Kearney, Nebraska on February 28th and 29th. 26 Stewart FFA proficiency applications will be reviewed. District X Career Development Events Contest on March 4th at Northeast Community College. Some of the contest areas include agri-science, ag technology and mechanics, ag sales, agronomy, ag biotechnology, farm management, food science, floriculture, nursery and landscape, livestock management, welding, and vet science. There will be a parent and member meeting on March 16th to discuss state FFA convention. Following the parent meeting will be the Stewart FFA booster meeting. On March 21st and 22nd, to kick off National Agriculture Week, the Stewart FFA chapter will be showing the movie Silo at the Murphy Theater for free will donation as admission. Both showings are at 7 p.m. The Boyd County FFA chapter will also be showing the movie Silo at the Butte Community Center on March 10th. March 23rd, the UNLB FLAB will be at Stewart Public School to expand agriculture literacy for elementary students. National Agriculture Week will also include trivia challenges and a student versus teacher agorama challenge. State FFA Convention on April 1st through April 3rd in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Stewart FFA Chapter Banquet will be on April 27th.
Wow, that's a very busy schedule, very busy schedule. All right, Reagan Engel, tell us about the Stewart FFA chapter. And, of course, you guys have been pretty successful this year already. What are some of the things that have happened this year?
Throughout our FFA year so far, we've had 4 National Proficiency Award applications recognized at the national level. The Conduct of Chapter Meetings team earned a gold medal at the National FFA Convention last October. Both a junior and senior livestock selection team qualified for state by placing in the top 4 teams at our district competition in November. Stewart FFA Chapter District Leadership Skills event named Sweepstakes Champion, qualifying teams and individuals are as follows. Parliamentary Procedure Team, District Champion and State Qualifying Team. Conduct of Chapter Meetings Team, District Runner-Up and State Qualifying Team. Parliamentary Procedure Team, District Runner-Up and State Qualifying Team. Will Paxton in Ag Literacy Speaking, District Champion and State Qualifier. Morgan Wallinger in Cooperative Speaking, District Runner-Up and State Qualifier. Stewart FFA Chapter had four district stars following the state degree interviews held on February 5th. Laney Paxton as a star in agribusiness, Bradley Mitch as a star in ag placement, Morgan Wallinger as a star in ag placement, and Tyler Steinhauser as a star in production agriculture. Nine Stewart FFA members will earn their state FFA degrees at the upcoming state FFA convention. Our very own Madison Strikey is applying to be a state FFA officer.
Awesome. Well, that's quite a list of accomplishments that have been going on. All right. Any other information or important information for the Stewart FFA chapter?
The Stewart FFA chapter would like to thank all of our parents for their support throughout the year. Additionally, we would like to thank the Stewart FFA Broncos for their support in the scholarship program for graduating FFA members. We'd also like to thank the faculty, staff, and administration of Stewart Public School for working with our chapter throughout the year. And finally, we want to thank all supporters of our FFA chapter and agriculture education program for helping our members achieve success.
All right. Well, we appreciate you members of the Stewart FFA chapter, Laney Paxton, Madison Strikey, Morgan Wallinger, and Reagan Engel for coming in. And you guys have a great National FFA Week. All right, stay tuned. We've got the birthday club. That's coming up.